Chasing Elevation is a multimedia stage production created and performed by members of the theater group Dreams of Hope. The organization is one of the only LGBTQ+ theater companies in the country. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports on how the showcase reflects the experiences and cautious outlook of the students who wrote it.
It's the year 2064. Climate change has become fully realized, and survivors must adapt to their chaotic new environment. The show opens with an anthem, sung by Isai Eloquovrella, and slowly more characters meander to the front of the darkly lit blue stage.
Ice caps are melting, mountains freezing over, hurricanes destroying half the land. Building up momentum, colliding and collecting, soon there will be nothing left.
This is how Chasing Elevation begins. 17-year-old Josh Begler says the first few scenes establish the dystopian world fairly quickly.
We're pretty much at like imminent disaster at this point. We're all underwater except for the high up, like higher elevation, all of the places that a lot of celebrities live in, very wealthy.
That wealthy land is New America. It's where protagonists Jamie and Scarlett find themselves washed up in their futuristic boat. They're unlikely but very much in love partners who watch other survivors on a path toward New America.
And one of the protagonists is not very happy about that because they recognize how bad New America is if it's so classist.
Economic inequities, environmental irresponsibility, and harmful capitalistic societies may seem like hefty themes for a show written by middle and high schoolers, but Begler says these ideas are very real in students' minds.
I feel like this is an issue that definitely a lot of teens relate to. I think we're very afraid because it seems like we're going to be the generation that kind of experiences in our adulthood all of these changes.
Projected on the wall throughout the show are commercials, much like the ads that pop up before YouTube or Facebook videos. One features Papa John, yes, that Papa John, who has run a successful political career based on nationalistic values.
A vote for Papa is a vote for strong borders, good workers, good values, and great pizza!
While Chasing Elevation addresses these complicated issues, it does so through a queer lens. Characters identify across the LGBTQ spectrum. They talk about what pronouns they prefer on stage, and they tackle homophobia and transphobia. 13-year-old Isai Eloquovrella, who uses all pronouns, plays multiple characters in the show.
I think we need to like break the boundaries and create spaces for all people of all genders and all sexual orientations.
Representation is important, Eloquovrella says, and there's not enough of it. It's part of why Dreams of Hope began in the first place, to provide a space where queer and trans youth can be around each other. Here, they're free to discuss and create media that reflects their ideas and fears, away from schools or people that might reject them. Pittsburgh Kappa High School senior Red Goblet has been in the Dreams of Hope program for years.
It's going to be our world. Like, we are the ones rising. We are the ones who are going to live with it. It's going to be us.
But Chasing Elevation is not all about hard realities. It's funny, too, with jokes about sentient artificial intelligence and puns galore. For the students performing, this stage is their place to talk about their identity, their anxieties, and their hopes. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.